Now, let's head to Port Adelaide, where a young woman, just out of jail, is making her uncertain way towards shelter. In this case, a women's shelter.
Karen, in theory, the department doesn't have an issue granting you visitation of your daughter. But as no doubt you're aware, your mother is expressing strong opposition.
See, I knew this would happen.
We support mums who want to reconnect with their children, but we have to take into account the carer's situation as well.
Listen, she didn't want Rosie coming to visit me in jail, right? That's been very hard. You would not understand how hard that's been.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and I respected that. Now she's got to respect me when I say I'm here, I'm clean, I'm trying my hardest to do things right, and I just want to see my kid.
Here I Am is a first feature from Beck Cole, whom we met last week. Shai Pittman plays Karen, just out of prison, who seems uncertain about where to turn. She's prickly and needy both, and we know that despite the stone-faced resistance she turns to the world. But in a motel where Karen has wound up, there's quite a shocking encounter between herself and a cleaner, Lois. It literally made me jump. Turns out that woman is her mother and she wants nothing to do with her daughter. Eventually Karen finds her way to a women's shelter called Temple House. She's wary as hell, closed off from the others, but gradually drawn into a pretty rough comradeship among the women there, and even begins to find it in herself to show some compassion. Karen has set herself the task. She wants to become a better person and a better mother, to win back the trust, maybe even the custody of her small daughter. Now, mother-daughter relationships and the difficulties between Karen and Lois should be the dramatic strength of this film, because it's such a huge psychological issue, and especially in Aboriginal and Islander communities where the parenting of young Aboriginal children is often left in the hands of aunties and grandmothers. But this film leaves us guessing too much, trying to work out what's gone wrong. What is the story behind the complete breakdown of relations between Lois and her daughter? I wondered, in fact, whether there was a stage when some key scenes disappeared from the film, either in the script or in the edit. There's a backstory, but we're not told. Marsha Langton as Lois and Shai Pittman as Karen have very different performance styles, which exacerbate this gulf. Pittman is reserved, withdrawn. She has a strange, uneven beauty which really holds your attention on screen, but not an enormous emotional range. Langton's Lois is upfront, sharp, almost brutal. And there are other untrained actors in the cast, which makes for some unevenness. But the warmth, the humour and the heart of the film is there in Temple House. There's a scene when the women are partying and one begins singing, which really lifted the hairs on the back of my neck and cut through to the soul. An Archie Roach song, of course. Walking Into Doors, anyone? Warwick Thornton, Cole's partner and collaborator, is DOP on this film, and his cinematography is, as usual, elegant. I left the cinema not quite satisfied, but really wanting Karen to make it. Here I Am is rated M.